Azania Mosaka on 702. Call Azania on 011-883-0702.
It's 15 minutes to 2. I'm joined in studio now by Kate Wilkinson, and she always brings us matter of fact. You know, ever so often public figures, leaders in the country, politicians, you name it, people will make claims as part of making their point, and they will make these claims to bolster their arguments. But how much accuracy is there? How much truth is there in some of the things that we hear? Because we go on to adopt these claims and then they become fact, or so-called facts. And so we always invite Africa Check onto the show to interrogate some of the claims that have been made as part of the public discourse. And today we're interrogating two claims that were made by, firstly, the president of this country, and then secondly, by Minister for Police, Peggy Cele, and his National Police Commissioner, Khehla Sithole. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hello, Azania.
You've brought us audio. I feel like we've got new toys now.
Yeah, new toys, because I think it's always nice to hear people saying the claims, mm-hmm. because it's very easy for me to, you know, come on the show and say, oh, so-and-so said this. But I think you get a better feeling for the statement which is being made,
yes.
the emotion behind it, you know, the strength of conviction that it's made with. So yeah, we've bought some audio, so we're not just fact checking what people have said. We're going to listen to them and
yes.
then we're going to see if it's true or not.
Fantastic. So let's start with the one that was made by the Minister of Police. So this was when they were making those presentations about the crime stats in the country, and I think we're still reeling from them.
Absolutely. So this was just a couple of weeks ago when we saw the release of the 2017-18 crime stats.
Yeah.
And as we saw with this year at the crime stats, there's discussion about the numbers and how many murders and how many assaults have been committed. But there's also often discussion about broader societal issues. You know, what is impacting this? What can we do as society? You know, do we need to look at education? Do we need to look at schooling? And the one issue which Minister Cele brought up was that South Africa's population is growing.
Yeah.
And that he argued that in order to combat the crime that we face, we need more police officers.
Right. So what, from 54 million to 57.3 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the claim that he made. And, you know, after he spoke, we then saw the police commissioner, Khehla Sithole, who said that, you know, on top of that population growth, there's a whole nother factor that we need to take into account. And we can listen
yes.
to what he said here. And we can also listen to Minister Cele correcting him about halfway through.
I think in addition from what he has indicated is the fact that this number excludes the undocumented migrants in the country. And there's plus minus 11,000 people who visited this country and never returned to their own countries.
11 million.
Yes. 11 million, yeah, sorry. It's 11 million people. So that number, it's actually adding to the ratio which is already worse.
So this is the ratio of the number of population to police officers
yes.
that he's referring to.
Yes.
So at first he says 11,000 undocumented migrants, and then there's Biggie Bella saying
11 million.
It's quite a funny clip. We've just posted the GIF on Twitter, and you can see the minister just leaning over slightly to set him
million.
On the right the right number. But
so is there 11 million undocumented migrants in this country?
Or are there 11,000? So that's what we set out to check. And over the years, we've looked at a lot of claims about migration. Just, you know, a couple of months ago, we were on air with Mayor of Joburg, Herman Mashaba, talking about his claims about undocumented migrants in the Joburg inner city. Quite a few years ago, we looked at claims by the New York Times, who claimed that there were 5 million migrants in the country. We've seen news shows like Carte Blanche putting the figure at 6 million just for people from Malawi. And then also a couple of years ago, we had a founder of a new political party that popped onto the scene claiming that there were 13 million undocumented migrants.
So what, wait, Kaplan said 6 from Malawi alone?
From Malawi alone.
Cool.
Yeah. So we have this wide spectrum of claims about migrants and undocumented migrants in the country. And I think, you know, what is important is that people who are in positions of power, especially like the police, you know, when you're releasing crime statistics, which are showing an increase in very scary and serious crime, it does paint a certain picture if you start stating that there are lots of undocumented migrants in the country.
So and is he saying that the country's population is 57.3 million and then over and above that, there's another 11 million that's under your...
So yeah, so we're looking at the upper, almost, he's claiming, you know, reaching almost 70 million people. Yes. In the country. So what we set out to do was to get in touch with the police, find out where this number came from, check out if there was any credibility to it, and then compare it to the best data that we have access to.
Right. So what did they say? Where did they say this figure came from?
So we spoke to the police's spokesperson, and what we were told was that this number, this data, had actually been provided to the police by the Department of Home Affairs. Mm-hmm. So we then got off the phone with the police and got onto the phone with Home Affairs, and we asked them to, you know, first find out, is this your number? If it is, how did you calculate it? What estimate does it represent? And unfortunately, we haven't got a response from Home Affairs yet. Right. So we don't know if that number came from Home Affairs. And if it did come from Home Affairs, we don't know exactly what it's representing.
Because he was quite clear saying that 11 million, the 11 million is people who visited this country and never returned to their home countries. Mm. So what are they looking at, how many people are stamping in and the numbers of people stamping out?
So that's what, when we spoke to our experts on this topic, that was sort of a speculation that was raised. We can't say for sure what either, you know, the police commissioner or Home Affairs meant by these numbers, because they haven't been able to tell us. Mm-hmm. But the one idea raised by our expert is that maybe they're looking at entry permits and documentation when people come in or out. Yeah. But when we look at the estimates of population in South Africa, which will include migrants, we just don't see that lining up, which would lead us to suggest that there's something missing. If the papers are showing 11 million people coming in but not going out, but we're not picking up those people in the census, that there's probably something not right.
I see.
That's going on.
And here's a question from Bonolo 79 saying, if the migrants are undocumented, then how do we know how many there are?
Exactly. So I think that's an important question for both sides. So if we can have a look at the data quickly. So if we go back to 2011, which was our last census, you know, the question was asked, you know, where were you born? And from that question, StatsSA was able to identify that 2.2 million people were born outside of the country, which means that at some point they came into South Africa. Mm-hmm. If we then look more recently at 2016, we see that number dropped quite significantly from 2.2 to 1.6.
And that's the most recent census.
And that's the most, the community survey in 2016, yeah. And that, there is something a bit strange about that drop. Stats say it's themselves are looking into it because they don't actually think it reflects an actual drop. Mm-hmm. But I think the question that it raises here is, you know, if these are migrants and if, you know, we're trying to count undocumented migrants, then these are probably people who don't want to be counted.
No.
And I think that is a fair statement, but it's a fair statement which has to apply to both sides of the argument. You know, when it comes to statements made by the police, if you know that there are 11 million undocumented migrants, how do you know that?
How do you know that?
Yeah. And that's a question that they need to answer. When it comes to data from StatsSA, you know, even StatsSA will tell you, demography experts will tell you, migration experts will tell you, we're definitely not counting all migrants and definitely not all undocumented migrants. And there are a lot of reasons for that. There's fear. People who may be in the country without documentation don't want to be discovered, don't want to be sent back home. There's distrust that, you know, StatsSA is going to report them to the police. Mm. But what we have to do as policymakers, as the police, as people making decisions in the country, is we have to make decisions based on the best information we have. Mm. And when we speak to demography experts, we spoke to a demographer in UCT called Tom Moultrie, and he's written extensively for us, and he said, we don't know the exact number, but it's likely that the number lies somewhere between 1 and 3 million. And I know there are going to be lots of listeners who are going to be rolling their eyes and saying, you're ridiculous to believe that. Yeah. But until we have better data, we have to stick with the best estimates we have. And we have to include the caveats that say, we're probably not counting everyone.
That's it. Even though, you know, the population census is such a massive and very complicated exercise when you look at the resources that they deploy, because they just deploy people. They need to map the whole country. They're people that go all over. They train them and they're there to participate, to collect individual information, they compile. It's an extensive exercise, but they're not going to reach everybody. But is that hole is the gap that big?
Well, from the people we've spoken to, the answer is no. But we are in touch with Stats SA. We're trying to figure out exactly what they're doing to get a better estimate of that. And we hope to be sharing that information with our readers and our listeners soon.
It continues to elude South Africans, this particular one especially. Let's go on to the second one. And it's a claim that was made by President Cyril Ramaphosa. And he was responding to ANC MP Hunadi Mateme about a new paid work experience program. Remember that youth employment service? Yes, that initiative. That's what he was responding to. This is what the president said.
We all know many of our young people are unemployed, and we could have up to, say, 38 or 39% of young people unemployed. So they bear the heaviest brunt of unemployment in our economy.
So, is there truth to this? Because we also share these figures all the time. We get the quarterly labor force survey. We get a sense of how this quarter compared to the previous one. Unemployment figures come out regularly. So, where do we start with this?
I think the place we start is, what is a young person?
And of course, you and I, Kate. Kidding. No,
and,
we
you know, lots of people think of themselves as being young. but there are definitions of what the youth are. And these, actually, interestingly, they vary. You can be a young person in one country, and in another country, you're considered a bit past the pale to describe yourself as a young person. But if you look at the United Nations, when it comes to young people, the United Nations says we consider a young person to be 15 to 24. But like I said, the definitions vary. If we look at the African Union and the African Youth Charter, they say that it's people between the ages of 15 and 35. And if we come back home to South Africa, we see that we consider someone to be a youth if they are aged 15 to 34.
Yes.
So this is the age that we're looking at when it comes to the statement made by the president. And like you said, the best data is from the quarterly labor force surveys.
So do we know how many of the 15 to 24s are unemployed and how many of the 15 to 34 are unemployed?
So absolutely. So let's start with what is considered the youth by South African government, and that is 15 to 34. And we see when it comes to this that, you know, unfortunately, the president is correct. The most recent data we have, which is from April to June this year, showed that 38.8% of people in that age group were unemployed. And that was actually a slight increase from the previous quarter. If we want to refine it a bit more narrowly and we want to look at those aged 15 to 24, the situation is actually far worse. When it comes to those people who are really just at the beginning of their career, trying to get a job for the first time, we see that 53.7% of them, more than half of those people who are in the workforce, were unemployed in the second quarter of 2018.
Next time we must do something fun and juicy.
Yeah, so it's a bit unfortunate when you have to say he's right, but it's still terrible.
No, it's great that the president is quoting the right figures.
Absolutely.
I just think, oh, we need to reflect on something more positive, because both of these are just so...
They're hard to swallow. I will try find a happy fact check for you next
Thank
time.
Thank you. Something. And let's help Kate. Maybe you can also send us an email about a fact check that we should look at. And maybe this time around it'll something that'll have us singing and dancing.
Absolutely.
But we need the reality check, and so that we can quote the right figures. As always, thank you to Kate and the team that she works with at Africa Check. And she's a senior researcher there. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Azza.